With mobile phones, these problems increase. How many times have you been talking with a friend only for your friend to interrupt the conversation to answer a call? For some reason, a typical mobile phone call is nearly always given greater importance than a face-to-face conversation. Yet once again, most mobile phone calls are about rather small matters. When asked later what the call was about, your friend always answers, "Oh, nothing really." If the call was really about nothing, then why was it so important as to interrupt your conversation and waste your precious time? Of course, using the mobile phone for text messages is the worst. In one study, girls average 80 text messages a day and boys average 30. What do people talk about in text messages? While these messages always seem important at the time, most people cannot really remember them the next day. Phones and text messages focus on building relationships with many people. However, these relationships are often quite shallow. Many teenagers say that while they have a lot of friends, they really have no best friend. The use of technology for communication rather than talking face to face is one reason why this is true. Meanwhile, real relationships are often sacrificed, and whatever personal peace one has is destroyed whenever the phone rings. The Amish in general have a higher degree of mental health than most people. They have very calm and stable lives because they value community and living in peace above all else, especially new technology. Maybe they are right. Maybe we should throw all of our phones into the dustbin, along with our cars and TVs for good measure. Maybe we should rid ourselves of modern technology and return to simpler times. What's that? Sorry, I have to go. The phone's ringing.